Hello, everyone. Welcome to Sauna IE. I'm your host, XO. I hope you have been having a good day, a good morning, wherever you at. Shout out to you. I salute you. I'm grateful and I'm thankful for you for listening today. On today's episode, I got a few quotes of the day. Y'all know I get to the quotes today and my insight on the quotes. I got what I learned this week. I've been really learning a lot this weekend. I wanted to let y'all know what I'm learning, as well as I want to know what y'all are learning it too. So hit me up and let me know what y'all learning. Then I would discuss last episode, daily habits of becoming a happy person. The first two were creating a more empowering morning routine and practicing gratitude. The next two on this episode will be how the benefits of helping people help you become a happier person, a better person. And I got the benefits of that, as well as the benefits of walking and going for a walk, the benefits of what that does for the body and how that helps you become a happier person. But I'm gonna get started with the quotes of the day. My first quote is, we've been discussing gratitude, so I decided to get a gratitude quote. And the quote goes like this: gratitude unlocks the fullness of life. It turns what we have into enough and more. It turns denial into acceptance, chaos to order, confusion to clarity. It can turn a meal into a feast, a house into a home, and a stranger into a friend. Once again, I'll read it all for you. Gratitude unlocks the fullness of life. It turns what we have into enough and more. It turns denial into acceptance, chaos to order, confusion to clarity. It can turn a meal into a feast, a house into a home, and a stranger into a friend. Being grateful, showing gratitude, practicing gratitude, we discussed it on last episode. With practicing gratitude, like I said, it locks in the fullness of life. It lets me know whatever we have right now, it's enough and more. We don't need to be striving for more. We should be striving for more, but as well as just practicing and being grateful and thankful for everything that we have in our lives right now. It shows you that we have enough, for being grateful for what you have right now is enough. Even though we want to strive and get more, but appreciate what you have right now. And it shows denial into acceptance. Denying what you have right now, it lets you know accepting what you have right now. That car, that house, the roof over your head, the friend, the lover, the stranger who became a friend. It's accepting that. Stop being in denial and start practicing gratitude. And it shows you the acceptance of life, accepting every little thing. Stop being in denial. You're like, damn, I don't want to go to this job. But at the end of the day, it'll show you that you have an appreciation for the job, because a lot of people want that job, especially with the recession that's going on and whatnot right now, that people are losing their jobs. It shows you to be more grateful instead of being in denial. Accepting what you have, being grateful for what you have, it turns chaos into order. Confusion into clarity. It can turn a meal into a feast, a house into a home, and a stranger into a friend. I love that quote, and I hope y'all love it. Let me know what y'all think about that quote. Once again, I'll read it off. Gratitude unlocks the fullness of life. It turns what we have into enough and more. It turns denial into acceptance, chaos to order, confusion to clarity. It can turn a meal into a feast, a house into a home, and a stranger into a friend. I want to hear what y'all think about that quote. My next quote is, successful people have fear, successful people have doubts, and successful people have worries. They just don't let those feelings stop them. We all got fear, we all got doubts, we got worries. But we can't let that stop us from becoming the newer version of ourselves, striving for greatness, becoming destined for greatness, reaching our full potential. We can't let none of that hold us back. Like I said, successful people, they have fears, they have doubts, they have worries, but they don't let that stop them. They don't let those feelings get to them. They have that final destination, the beautiful destination, their end goal, insight, and vision. They don't let nothing, no obstacles, no hurdles, no closed doors, no no's stop them from getting what they want. So if you have a fear of no, a fear of starting, a fear of anything, don't let that fear hold you back from the life you want to achieve, that life you need to achieve. the person you need to aspire to be, you can't let fear hold you back. You can't let the doubts hold you back or have worries. Like I said, successful people, they have fear. They have doubts. They have worries. But they don't let those feelings stop them. You can't let those feelings stop you from achieving what you want to achieve in life. Because on the other side of fear is what you want to achieve. What's still on the other side of doubts? That success. What's still on the other side of worries? Non-worries. So let those worries, yeah, everybody has fears, doubts, worries, and fears. But some people don't let it take over their life or control their life. So if you're fearing anything, you're doubting anything, or you have any worries right now, write those worries out and see why you have that fear, why you have that doubt, why you have that worry. And you're like, okay, but at the end of the day, you can conquer anything. You set your mind to it. You can relieve yourself of fear, relieve yourself of doubts, relieve yourself of worries. It's just all about applying action. I'm talking about intention and action, applying that intention and action to get past that. If you want to be successful, don't let nothing to stop you or hold you back. Them fears, them doubts, them worries, they always going to be there. Every time you start a new project, start something new or adventure into something new or do something, the fears, doubts, and worries are going to be there. You're human. It's life. Accept that, but don't let it stop you. Once again, the quote is, successful people have fear. Successful people have doubts. And successful people have worries. They just don't let those feelings stop them. Don't let no doubts, fears, or worries stop you from achieving what you want to achieve. You got this. I'll be right back. So what I've been learning this week and what I've been really focused on is my breathing and what I got learning more and more about as I go on, as each day goes on. I'm learning more about deep breathing and breathing deeply. I have Apple Watch, and on the Apple Watch, they have this breathing app. And I use it to really, like I said, focus on my breathing. And some of the benefits of breathing that I found out, it decreases my stress and increases my confidence. As I'm breathing, I'm becoming stress-free and I'm becoming more calm in the moment, and relieves any pain because you're breathing deeply and you're feeling within your body. If you're feeling any pain, it relieves that pain. It detoxifies the body. As you breathe in and breathe out, you're breathing out all them toxins and bad toxins that's in you. It also improves your immunity. When your blood is fully oxygenated, it carries and absorbs nutrients and vitamins more effectively. It increases that energy. The more oxygen that is in your blood, the better our body functions. It also improves our stamina, lowers the blood pressure, improves digestion, and helps support positive posture. So me, started deep breathing. Like I said, I just wanted to focus on my breathing and breathing better. And I've been doing research and studying on deep breathing. So that's what I do. My goal last week was just to breathe at least 10 times a day on my app, and I accomplished that. I'm grateful. So this week, I'm really challenging myself and stepping it up, trying to do 20 minutes a day and really just focusing on breathing deeply and getting the breaths in. And it really helps out. I've discussed the benefits that it has. What else I learned, and I'm learning this week, I told you I'm starting a drop shipping business, and I'm learning more and more about that. So as I'm doing that, I'm researching products, trying to find the right products, the good products, the best products for my customers, as well as the right suppliers. I need the fast supply times, fast return times, to where if I'm buying, getting, if you're my supplier, I need everything within that 2-day span right now, because right now the competition is Amazon. So I need to be on that clockwork, that speed, to where I need everything within a day or two. So as well as my demographic, who am I trying to reach with my business? Where am I trying to reach out to? What places, is my demographic, where do I want to reach, and where can I expand to, and my expansion with my demographic, and what do they like, what do they like to consume, what are they doing, what products are they using, and getting more familiarized with them, as well as the music I want to release. I've been patient with my music, I've been writing music, but I've been just trying to focus on what type of music do I want to release. What message do I release within my music? Because I'm an artist, so I like to create art with music, with my podcast, with my photography. It's all about creating art and opening people's eyes and really bringing awareness and knowledge. So I'm really just figuring out where I want to take my music, because more messages, more creative, as well as when I get started into doing the music videos, I want those to be creative and mind pulling and heartwarming and just all that. I want you to feel every emotion when you're listening or listening to my music or watching my music video. So that's what I'm really picturing, and just studying which lane I want to go on with my music as I'm writing, as I'm creating that. So that's what I've been learning this week. Deep breathing, drop shipping, and the music I want to release, and just doing all the research that I can with those. But we're going to want to talk about the topic of the show, the main thing of the show. I know a lot's been going on this week. Shout out to the NBA players that boycotted. That's really bringing awareness to what's happened. My prayers go out to Jacob Blake and his family. And just my prayers go out to just everybody in the world. Just pray for, I'm praying for healing. I'm praying for the end racism. I'm praying for everybody just to love each other and be there for one another. And just really have that compassion for one another. But I've been hearing a lot of speeches, a lot of talk, a lot of interviews this week. And I'm just really just looking, hopefully the change is coming, but we got to do the change day by day. We got to put that change in and make it happen. So I just want to say, if you're listening to this right now, I love you. I appreciate you. And I thank you for listening to the show, supporting my show, and supporting me. I'm going to give y'all a brief break, and I'm going to come back with the hot topics of today's show. Sana A.E. The benefits of helping people and the benefits of walking. Those are the topics of today's show. I know you're probably thinking in your head, benefits of walking, I already know, burns calories, it's exercise, it's all good for me, yada, yada, yada. No, it gets deeper than that when it comes to the benefits of walking. But I wanted to start with the benefits of helping people. What are the benefits of helping people? Besides feeling good inside, you feel like rejuvenated, lifted, it makes you smile, it makes you happy. But it gets deeper than that too. Because helping others, first off, you live longer. You're like, how do I live longer by helping other people? That don't make no sense. Am I feeding off their energy or what? Nah. When it comes to helping people, think about assisting like the homeless or a Boys and Girls Club or anybody that you know needs help. Because helping others is the key to life, the key to success, the key to how you achieve your goals and aspire to be greater in with anything you're trying to do. Research has shown that volunteering can improve health in ways that lengthen your lifespan. Volunteers show an improved ability to manage stress, fight off diseases, reduce rates of depression, and an increased sense of life satisfaction while performing on a daily basis. This is because volunteering alleviates loneliness and enhances our social lives. So volunteering, helping others, there's tremendous, those are the benefits. That's one benefit. You live longer. Volunteering, helping others, fights off stress, fights off diseases, lowers your rate of depression, and gives you a life-like satisfaction. You're helping somebody. Gives you a purpose, like, oh, maybe my purpose is to help this person find themselves or uplift themselves or make sure they stay on a routine or stay on a diet. Maybe that's my purpose in life. And it gives you life satisfaction. It gives you satisfaction. It gives you purpose. It gives you a reason to do what you're doing. And you start feeling joy within yourself. It gives you a reason to want to live. And because you found your purpose and you feel it screaming out of you, trying to get out of you, tear out of you. So one of the benefits of helping people is you live longer. It alleviates the loneliness and enhances our social lives. Number two, altruism is contagious. Definition of altruism, the belief in or practice of disinterested or selfless concern for the well-being of others. One study found out that people are more likely to perform acts of generosity after seeing another do the same. It's like a chain reaction. That ripple effect can ripple through your community and inspire others to make a difference. Have you ever seen somebody donate, give back, pick up trash? Just do some act out of kindness or a gesture out of kindness of their heart, and you see them do it, and it makes you want to do it too. It's like the chain reaction that it talks about. It's a ripple effect. So imagine if you give some money to a homeless. Maybe the next person won't give money to the homeless, but maybe the person after that, maybe every other person does it. Or maybe you giving back, going to the homeless shelter, going to the Boys and Girls Club, coaching a team, assisting somebody, helping somebody, volunteering your time. It'll show off a chain reaction. It'll bring in others to want to do what you're doing. It'll inspire people to want to make a difference as well. And the next one, helping others makes us happy. A team of sociologists tracked 2,000 people over a 5-year period and found that people who described themselves as very happy volunteered at least 5.8 hours a month. 5.8 hours a month, y'all. Researchers also found that giving back might give people a mental boost by providing them with a neurochemical sense of reward. Helping others makes us happy. Helping others makes us feel good. You ever help somebody, let's see, at a hard task that they was like couldn't accomplish, but you came through and accomplished it within like 2 to 3 minutes, 5 minutes, or you help somebody taking groceries, or you help somebody clean the house, or just some little stuff like that, helping people. It gives you that slight joy. It's like that neurochemical in your head gives you a sense of reward, a sense of happiness, a sense of purpose. A sense of I'm doing this for a reason. A sense of making it better to where you want to continuously do it. It's like a positive drug. I don't want to say drug, but it's a positive drug because it'll become addicting and it can become contagious to where you always want to help people and other people see that and they want to help too. And that's helping others will make you happy. The next benefit, helping others may help with chronic pain. According to one study, people who suffered from chronic pain tried working as peer volunteers. As a result, they experienced a reduction in their own symptoms. Volunteering, helping people, takes your mind off any pain or anything you're going through, because you're helping somebody else with their story, with their journey, with their tasks, or helping them through their pain, and it takes your mind off your pain, and it's a reduction. It says it's a reduction in their symptoms and their chronic pain because they're helping. They're not focusing on their pain. They're focusing on volunteering and helping somebody else with their life. They put their problems to the side. Helping others lowers blood pressure. If you're at risk for heart problems, your doctor has probably told you, cut off on the red meat, or take some time off from work. But you should also consider adding something to a routine, a regular volunteering schedule. A research showed that older people who volunteered for at least 200 hours a year increased their risk of hypertension by 40%. 40%, y'all. 40% volunteering 200 hours a year. You gotta volunteer more. It lowers the blood pressure. This could possibly be because they were provided with more social opportunities, which would help relieve loneliness and the stress that comes with it. Volunteering, helping people, lowers your blood pressure, makes you feel good, makes you feel all good inside, makes you want to help others. And it's better for you. It's better for yourself. It gives you a sense of purpose. And like I said, one of the benefits of living longer, it becomes contagious. When you help, others want to help too. It makes you happy. I know when I help people, I help somebody with a goal or a task, it makes me happy because I'm helping them with their life or anything that they got stuck on or anything that they needed help. It helps with the chronic pain. It lowers your blood pressure. Helping others also promotes positive behaviors in teens. According to sociologists, teenagers who volunteer have better grades and self-image. I know we all seen that the high honor roll, the high scholar students that's always volunteering, they're in ASB, they're in student body, they're in AVID, they're in all the high performance activities, they're always volunteering their time. Basketball, sports, cheerleading, anything, always volunteering their time. And you see, damn, they know they have awareness of their self-image and they got phenomenal grades. There's high scholars because they invest their time in others and they provide time and they want to help. So if you're listening right now, you got a teen, you got a kid, try to have them start volunteering. I know we got dealing with this global climate pandemic, but maybe they can do a Zoom meeting, or not a Zoom meeting, Facebook call somebody and tutor. Maybe your kid is highly educated, can tutor somebody. or maybe somebody needs help with a smile or just having a conversation with somebody. Invest in that time, helping people, that'll boost your teen, your kid, and it'll make your kid see that helping people, that the world is a beautiful place, that helping each other, loving each other is how we all prosper and how we all move forward. The next benefit, helping others gives us a sense, I've been talking about this, gives us a sense of purpose and satisfaction. Studies show that volunteering enhances an individual's overall sense of purpose and identity, particularly if they no longer hold a life-defining job or role, like working or a parent. Volunteering can, like I said, gives you a sense of purpose, gives you that satisfaction, like you're satisfied, you're doing something for a reason, there's a reason why you're here, there's a reason why you're doing this. That's what helping others does. As I'm doing this, I know my purpose. I get happy every time I do an episode, every time, because I'm helping somebody. Even if it's just one person, I'm helping somebody with their life, bringing value to that person's life. So I'm always grateful for that. Every time I get on an episode, I'm like, whose life can I help today? Whose life can I change today with this episode? And that's what I do. I appreciate the feedback with it, but it's deeper than that. I'm here to help and inspire people. So those are some of the benefits of helping others. One, you're living longer. Who doesn't want to live long? We all want to live long. Number two, helping people is contagious. It really is contagious. You see somebody helping somebody, makes you want to do it. It's just that something goes off in us to where it's like, oh, I can help too. I gave you a little word of the day, altruism, which is the belief in or practice of disinterested and selfless concern for the well-being of others. Another one, helping others makes us happy. Helping others may help with chronic pain. Helping others lowers blood pressure. Helping others promotes positive behaviors in teens. Helping others gives us a sense of purpose and satisfaction. Why wouldn't you want to help others? I'll be right back. Helping others, that's the key to life. That's the key to how do we grow as individuals, as human beings, helping another, helping somebody else grow and become who they're supposed to be on their journey. Helping others helps us grow. Helping others helps us reach our goals. Helping others helps us live longer. It brings joy to our heart. It brings happiness to our heart. It makes us feel like we have a sense of purpose. So helping others is the key. If you're listening to this right now, I want to know how you're helping somebody in their lives and them growing. Either whether you're a parent, a teacher, a personal trainer, or just somebody who just teaches, a professor, a teacher, something of that nature. I want to know how you're helping others grow in your circle or in your community, how you're helping. So all I ask is just leave a review, leave a comment, leave a review on Apple Podcasts if you're listening right now. Check out Apple Podcasts. If you got the iPhone, Apple Podcasts is the way to go. So if you ain't got it, download it. You'll be able to leave a review. You'll be able to check out my new shows when they drop. But let me know how you're helping people. You've been doing on, like I said, Apple Podcasts, any social media platform at Son IE Podcast, or even hit me on the Gmail at sonieepodcast@gmail.com. Can't wait to hear your feedback. I'll be right back. Now we're on to the benefits of walking. I know y'all like, bruh, we know the benefits of walking. Burn calories, you walk, exercise, bow. We did it. That's done. No, it's deeper than that. There's more benefits to walking than just burning calories. One of the benefits, it improves your mood. Me, I walk. I do a 2-mile walk / run every morning before that heat picks up on me, and it improves my mood. It wakes me up in the morning. It's like, I know some people do, they get their coffee. That's what wakes me up, because the sun's hitting me, the sunlight's hitting me. I'm here in nature, I'm out with the sun, the plants, lawnmowers, landscapers are out, and it just wakes me up. The sun's shining down, it's good temperature out there. It just feels good, especially if you're in California. You know, the early mornings in California are beautiful, sunrises. But it improves your mood. Research shows that walking regularly modifies your nervous system so much that you experience a decrease in anger and hostility. This can be particularly helpful during the colder months when seasonal depression hits. Walking with someone helps y'all feel more connected. Walking with somebody builds that bond, builds that connection, gives y'all time to talk, not have no cell phones. It really just gives y'all the time to talk, connect with one another, view each other's perspectives, see how each other's day went, and just build y'all relationship as y'all walk and as y'all talking. I was going to say something else, but that's going to come up later. I love walking myself. I love the benefits of walking. Like I said, every morning, 2 mile, walk and run, and just really just feel it and just be outside, say my affirmations, say my manifestations. I pray and I just visualize what I want to happen that day, how I want my day to go, and I really structure my day. That's part of my morning routine, and walking has been tremendous benefits. I just got a weight vest, so I'm out there walking and running with my weight vest on, feeling like I'm out the Hulk. But yeah, so one of the benefits, improves your mood. Number two, I said it, you already know, burns calories. Yeah, we got that. And lose weight. But walking daily can improve your body's response to insulin, which can help reduce belly fat. Always challenge yourself to get at least 10,000 steps a day, even if it's just taking laps around your living room, kitchen, your house. That was my new challenge. That's my challenge this week. Walking 10,000 steps a day, or getting 10,000 steps a day. So it's part of life. I've been seeing that a lot too. The 10,000 steps, 10,000 steps. So that's what I'm working on. I'm going to have a brief break. I'll be right back. So yeah, walking helps you burn them calories, helps you lose that weight. We all knew that, but it gets deeper than that. Walking daily is one of the most effective ways to mobilize the fat. We all got fat, body fat, and it positively alters our body consumption. Walking daily increases metabolism by burning extra calories and preventing muscle loss as we age. Walking reduces the risk of chronic disease. Researchers at the University of Boulder, Colorado and the University of Tennessee found that daily walking lowered blood pressure by as much as 11 points and may reduce the risk of stroke by 20 to 40%. Damn, walking is a big thing, as y'all can see. For disease prevention, walk longer. Walk an hour, 1 to 2 times a day, or 1 to 2 times a week. Walk an hour, get that hour walking. What I've challenged myself this week is to get my 10,000 steps, stepping and getting those steps in and done the right way. So that's what I've really been focused on, trying to put my mind on, focus on taking my steps and doing the right steps. As well as walking helps your creativity. According to a 2014 study in the Journal of Experimental Psychology, Learning, Memory, and Cognition, going for a walk can spark your creativity. Researchers did a creative thinking test on people who seated and walked. They found that the walkers were more creative than the people who sat. Walking builds and boosts your creativity. That's what I was going to bring up earlier. Walking helps me feel more creative when I walk in the morning and get that walk, get that sunlight, and just being more creative. I like being out there in the sun and just walking, getting that fresh breath of air and building my creativity, getting the juices flowing for the day. Always walk before I do a podcast episode so I can be creative with it. And like I said, walking just boosts that creativity. So whenever you feel like down in the dumps or feel uncreative, having roadblocks, the rider blocks, go out for a walk. Take a walk. 9:05 or 10-minute brisk walk. Walk for 30 minutes. Walk. Free your mind from electronics. Free your mind and just be out there with nature. Get that fresh breath of air. Maybe you have to say some affirmations to yourself. Maybe you have to say what you want to manifest to yourself. But getting outside walking boosts that creativity. Boosts yourself up so you don't have to be stuck in with the roadblocks, the mental blocks, the rough blocks. So Walking boosts creativity. Walking is tremendous. Like I said, this week, I challenged myself to get 10,000 steps in. Right now, I'm at 6,800 for the day. I'm over half there, but I can't wait to reach some 10,000. Hopefully, these topics brought value to your lives, brought value to you, and opens up your eyes. Like, maybe I should start helping people. Maybe I should start taking walks and seeing the more tremendous benefits in walks and stop just pushing it off. Walking is beneficial to the body, mind, and soul. So it's helping people. We got to help people by continuing walking. And it's all about our health, our body health, our mental health, and the physical health. So stay on yourself to accomplish what you need to do. I'll be right back with the recap. Recap of today's show. First off, I just want to thank everybody that's listening to the show right now. I want to thank you for making my dream come true with this podcast. I want to thank you for taking the time out of your days to really listen, consistently listen, and really provide me with the feedback, with the reviews. And just know, without you helping me, supporting me, listening every day, sharing this with a friend, sharing this on your social media feeds, sharing this any way you can, as well as subscribing, I appreciate that. I truly am grateful and thankful for you. You are the reason why I do this every day, consistently put out shows and consistently research and find new value and topics for each show. So I want to thank you personally for really dedicating your time, investing your time with me today. Recap of today's show. Quotes of the day. My first quote was, gratitude unlocks the fullness of life. It turns what we have into enough and more. It turns denial into acceptance, chaos to order, confusion to clarity. It can turn a meal into a feast, a house into a home, and a stranger into a friend. Practice gratitude and unlocks the fullness of life. If you need help with some gratitude, let me know. I'll help you out with the gratitude practices. That's what I'm here for. Number two, successful people have fear. Successful people have doubts. And successful people have worries. They just don't let those feelings stop them or control them. Don't let your doubts, fears, worries control you. You are the controller. You are the master of your fate. You are the creator of your life. Take control. I discuss what I learned this week. My deep breathing. Every episode I do, I always do my deep breathing, quick meditation. Just really put my mind and put my body in the right state so I can give y'all my overall best potential. Discuss my drop shipping, my looking for products, suppliers, and my demographic, studying my demographic, researching my demographic, and really getting more in tune with them. Discuss the music I want to release. If you heard my recent few tracks, my latest music, I appreciate you. More on the way. Give me time. I discuss the benefits of helping people. How helping people is a key to life. The benefits of helping people, you live longer. Helping people is contagious. It is spread through your community. It's spread through your family. It's spread over to where everybody wants to help. I discuss helping others also makes us happy. It may help with chronic pain. Helping others lowers blood pressure. Helping others promotes positive behaviors in teens. And just in us, not just teens, in us as well. Helping others gives us a sense of purpose and satisfaction. I discuss the benefits of walking. Walking improves your mood. Hey, I walk every morning. I'm grateful for it. I show my gratitude. That gives me time to work on my gratitude, work on myself in the morning. Walking, we already know, burns calories, lose weight. But it's deep in there. It increases your metabolism. Walking, it's all about the duration you walk and the pace you walk to really boost the calories and burn calories and lose the weight. It reduces your risk of chronic disease. Walking helps your creativity. If you're having a mental block, you're stuck on a project or an essay or something like that, go outside, take a 30-minute walk, take a brisk walk, no phone. Give yourself to breathe and stretch and just be at one, be outside, and watch all the creative juices start flowing to you. On my next episode, I'm going to discuss and talk about the next two topics. And that's going to finish up the daily habits of that will make you a happy person. If you just listen, like, what is he talking about? I started this quick series of daily habits that can make you a happy person. Number one is an empowering routine. Number two is practicing gratitude. Number three, which is three and four today, which is the benefits of helping people and the benefits of walking. So the next two and the last two will be the benefits of exercise and the benefits of surrounding yourself with positive, inspirational, motivational people. And we'll get to that on the next episode. Appreciate y'all tuning in. Sanai, I'm your host. It's been a great show. Love y'all. Appreciate y'all. Subscribe to the show. Send it to a friend. Share it with a friend. Post it on your social media. Share it on Facebook. Send it out to anybody, any of your family members. Send it to them in a text. Forward the show. Spread the word. Spread the knowledge. I appreciate y'all tuning in, helping me out, supporting me. I love y'all. Hope y'all have a great weekend. It's Friday. I'm out. I'll be back with y'all on Wednesday, man. Wednesday, look out for the new episode next Wednesday. We in a whole new month, man, September. I think I'm about to get back started with the monthly goals. I know I fell off with that, but September goals, I'm going to write them out and have them for y'all on Wednesday. But I'm going to leave y'all with this ending quote. Nothing meant for you will run away from you. Hope y'all have a good day.